Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977.
Well, look for live and feeder futures to open moderately higher today, supported by pre-cash short covering and signs of stronger beef demand. Now, the hog contracts seem set to open with mixed prices as traders cautiously jockey ahead of the September hogs and pigs report, which comes out tomorrow. Now, cattle buying inquiry could start to show more life here today, at least in terms of more starter bids. At the same time, preliminary asking prices should become more evident as well. Guess is that the South will be initially looking at show lifts around 110 to 112, and the northern feedlots looking for asking prices of about 172 to 174. Now, on the hogs, the cash hog market seems to have stabilized a bit. While weighted averages were still lower yesterday, bids needed to move significantly. Country trade volume seemed closer to steady than we've seen in several weeks. No big deals, but possibly a sign that cash has become oversold for a minute or two. Now, yesterday's USDA crop progress report did little to change the current downward momentum for soybeans. After a tough Monday, when November fell about 13 cents, soybeans eased into more moderate losses yesterday. Corn and wheat prices couldn't hold on to early morning gains, watching prices erode into the red by the end of the session. Now, wheat prices started the day yesterday with modest gains from continuing from Monday, but ended the day sliding back into the red as anxiety may be building about results from Friday's upcoming stocks report. Now, prices were down about a quarter penny for December Chicago hard red winter wheat, which closed at $4.53¾. December Kansas City hard red winter wheat was down 3 cents, closing at $4.51, and December Minneapolis spring wheat was down 2¾ cents, closing at $6.45. Now, corn prices started the day clinging to small gains, but slid as the day progressed yesterday, with December futures dropping about 1.5 cents to close at $3.52¼. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle was down 95 cents yesterday at 108.27. December down 95 cents at 113.47. October feeder cattle down 95 cents at 150.65. And November down 85 cents at 152.27. October hogs down 107, 55.25. And December up 67 cents at 58.10. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 1¾ at 4.52¼. And the March was down 2 cents at 4.70. Chicago wheat, December down a quarter penny, 4.53¾. March down a quarter penny at 4.73½. December corn down 1½ at 3.52¼. March down 1¼ at 3.65¼. November soybeans down 7¾ at 9.63½. January down 7¾ at 9.74. October cotton up 48, 69.86. December down 37, 68.38. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.